Exodus 18:19. I will give you counsel. I want to talk to you about the importance of receiving instruction and counsel from others. In Exodus chapter 18, we see the wise counsel and advice of Jethro, Moses' father-in-law. Jethro first observes the problem when he sees Moses sitting all day before the people, judging them, counseling them, instructing them in the statutes and laws of God. In verse 17, the Bible says, "So Moses' father-in-law said to him, 'The thing that you do is not good. Both you and these people who are with you will surely wear yourselves out, for this thing is too much for you. You are not able to perform it by yourself.'" Verse 19, "Listen now to my voice. I will give you counsel, and God will be with you. Stand before God for the people, so that you may bring the difficulties to God, and you shall teach them the statutes and the laws, and show them the way in which they must walk and the work they must do." Verse 21, "Moreover, you shall select from all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. And let them judge the people at all times. Then it will be that every great matter they shall bring to you, but every small matter they themselves shall judge. So it will be easier for you, for they will bear the burden with you." There is really a lot of meat to this section of scripture when you begin to dissect it. First, we see wise counsel from Moses' father-in-law, someone he could probably trust. Next, we see the importance of delegation. Jethro says, "Look, if you appoint able people, they will be able to help you, making it easier for you, and thus bearing the burden with you." Let's look into greater detail about the importance of counsel. If you read through the book of Proverbs, King Solomon writes in great detail about the importance of seeking instruction, getting instruction, and receiving wisdom. Let's look at one verse. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 13, Solomon writes, "Take firm hold of instruction. Do not let go. Keep her, for she is your life." Solomon is saying that if you receive instruction and heed that instruction, it could save your very life. Now, it's important that you realize who and where you should get your instruction from. Let's look back at verse 23 in Exodus chapter 18. Jethro says, "If you do this thing, that is, if you heed what I've said, and God so commands you, note that, then you will be able to endure, and all this people will also go to their place in peace." I believe there is great wisdom in this passage. He's saying, if you listen to what I say, and then you run it by God, and God checks it out for you, it's approved, God commands you to do what I've instructed, then you will be able to endure. And verse 24 goes on to say, "So Moses heeded the voice of his father-in-law." I also find it interesting that Moses, the man of God, needed counsel from other people. Numbers chapter 12 tells us that Moses spoke face to face with God, but yet he still needed instruction from a human. Please recognize that God often speaks through other people in order to relay a message that we need. God may speak through your wife, your husband, even your children. He may even speak through a donkey, like in Shrek. Oh no, wait, I mean in Numbers chapter 22. Regardless of how he speaks, I highly recommend that you listen to the instruction, then run it by the Lord. And if it checks out according to the Lord's standards, then heed that counsel. Please repeat after me as we pray together in the name of Jesus Christ. Dear Lord, may I be a person who heeds godly instruction. May I listen to others' advice. May I learn to delegate tasks and responsibilities to other people. Lord, please help me in all areas of my life. May you be glorified. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.